Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs faster than a major league pitcher? We all get knocked down sometimes. But it's how we pick ourselves up that really matters. Today, we're diving headfirst into building resilience, that inner strength that lets us weather any storm and come out stronger on the other side. Because, let's face it, in this crazy world, we need all the resilience we can get. Between deadlines, relationships, global news cycles, sometimes it feels like the pressure cooker is set to high 24/7. But guess what? You've got more grit than you think. You're tougher than you know. And today, we're going to unlock those hidden reserves of strength so you can not only survive but truly thrive, even when things get tough. First things first, resilience isn't about being a superhuman who never feels anything. It's about acknowledging those feelings, the fear, the frustration, the sadness, and learning to navigate them without letting them derail you. Think of it like this. Imagine you're facing a big challenge, like a presentation at work or a tough conversation with a loved one. Instead of shrinking away, resilience is about facing that fear head-on, prepping for the situation, and stepping up to the plate. Now, let's talk strategies. One powerful tool? Mindfulness. Ever notice how your mind can go into overdrive when things get stressful? Mindfulness is about bringing your attention back to the present moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like hitting the reset button on your mental state. Simple breathing exercises, even just taking a few deep breaths, can make a world of difference in calming those anxieties. Next up, positive self-talk. We all have that inner voice, right? The one that sometimes whispers doubts and negativity. But guess what? You get to choose what it says. Start by replacing those negative thoughts with empowering affirmations. Instead of, "I can't do this," try, "I'm capable of handling this challenge." Small shifts in language can have a big impact on your mindset. Remember, you are not defined by setbacks. Everyone faces challenges. It's part of the human experience. Resilience is about learning from those experiences, identifying what worked and what didn't, and using that knowledge to grow stronger. Think of failures as stepping stones on the path to success. They teach us valuable lessons and help us build a more resilient mindset. Speaking of growth, don't underestimate the power of connection. Reach out to friends, family, or even a support group when you need a lift. Talking about your struggles can be incredibly therapeutic, and sharing your experiences can help others feel less alone. Now, let's bring it down to earth with a real-world example. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work, but suddenly, you get hit with the dreaded stage fright. Your palms start sweating, your mind races, and you second-guess everything. But instead of letting fear take over, remember these tips. Take some deep breaths, remind yourself that you've prepared well, and focus on delivering value to your audience. Visualize success. Connect with a supportive colleague before the presentation, and remember that even if things don't go perfectly, you're learning and growing with every experience. So, there you have it, a roadmap to building resilience. Remember, now acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to suppress them. Embrace them as part of the journey. Qi practice. Mindfulness. Find moments of calm in your day to center yourself and regain control. Embrace positive self-talk. Be your own cheerleader and replace negativity with empowering affirmations. Ni, learn from setbacks. View challenges as opportunities for growth and learning. Sequel, connect with others. Remember, you're not alone. Sharing your experiences can help build resilience and create a stronger support system. Now go out there and rock it. Life's going to throw curveballs, but you have the strength to overcome them. I'm rooting for you. And hey, if you found this helpful, share it with a friend who could use a little boost of resilience. Don't forget to leave a review. Your feedback keeps the dopamine declutter thriving. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.